Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A historic moment in space exploration has just been marked as NASA launched Artemis II on 1st April 2026, a 10-day crewed circumlunar flyby mission that marks humanity's first journey beyond low Earth orbit since Apollo 17 in December 1972. First, let's understand why this mission is significant. Artemis II is not a lunar landing, but a crewed test flight, the first time human beings will venture to the moon's vicinity since Apollo 17. The Orion spacecraft, with four astronauts aboard, will complete a free-return trajectory around the moon and return to Earth. But why this trajectory? A free-return path uses the moon's gravity to swing the spacecraft back to Earth without requiring a propulsive burn for return, maximizing safety margins for a first crewed flight. If engines fail, the moon's gravity automatically returns the crew to Earth. The crew of Artemis II includes Reid Weissman, Victor Glover, Christina Koch, and Jeremy Hunsey. The launch vehicle used is the Space Launch System, or SLS, Block 1, which has a height of 98 meters and a thrust of approximately 39.1 meganewtons at launch. The SLS is powered by 4 rupees 25 engines and 2 solid rocket boosters. This is the second flight of the SLS and the first crewed flight. The Orion spacecraft is designed for deep space and is not intended for low Earth orbit rotation. It has a life support system that can support the crew for up to 21 days. The European Service Module, provided by the European Space Agency, is a critical international contribution to the mission. Now, let us turn to the Artemis program's architecture. The program has a three-phase strategy, with Artemis II being the first crewed mission. The next phase, Artemis III, targets the lunar South Pole, where permanently shadowed craters contain water ice deposits confirmed by the Indian Space Research Organizations, or ISRO's, Chandrayaan-1 mission in 2009. The Moon Mineralogy Mapper instrument aboard Chandrayaan-1 first confirmed water ice absorption signatures at the lunar poles in 2009, a finding that directly motivated Artemis's South Polar focus. Water ice is a potential rocket propellant, which can be obtained through the electrolysis of hydrogen and oxygen, making it a key to sustainable lunar operations and eventually Mars missions. India has a direct strategic and scientific stake in the mission's success, as it signed the Artemis Accords in June 2023 during Prime Minister Modi's Washington visit, becoming the 27th signatory nation. The Accords are a US-led multilateral framework for peaceful, transparent, and sustainable lunar and deep space exploration. The key provisions of the Accords relevant to India include transparency, interoperability, space resources, and conflict zones. India's signing of the Accords aligns the country with the US-led coalition while preserving ISRO's autonomy. ISRO and NASA have several joint projects, including the NASA-ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar, or NISAR, a joint Earth observation satellite launched in 2025. NASA has also expressed interest in India's heavy-lift rocket, the LVM-3, for commercial Artemis-related launches. Additionally, there is a collaboration between ISRO and NASA on the Gagnyaan mission, with an Indian astronaut training at NASA's Johnson Space Center. The Artemis program is inseparable from US-China competition in space. China and Russia's International Lunar Research Station, or ILRS, aims to put a permanent lunar research station in operation by 2035. Both the US and China view the lunar South Pole as strategically vital for water ice, helium-3, a potential fusion fuel, and prestige. India's signing of the Accords, without signing the China-Russia framework, is a deliberate foreign policy choice, consistent with the Quad partnership and India's deepening strategic alignment with the US in the Indo-Pacific. Now, let us look at the historical context. Apollo 17, which carried Gene Cernan, Harrison Schmitta, and Ron Evans was the last moon mission launched in December 1972. The 53-year gap between Apollo 17 and Artemis II reflects post-Apollo budget cuts, the space shuttle era focus on low Earth orbit, and congressional funding volatility for deep space missions. What changed with Artemis is the aim for a lunar gateway, a small space station in lunar orbit, and a permanent lunar surface presence by the 2030s. The Artemis program also aims to establish a commercial lunar economy, with 14 companies contracted to deliver payloads to the moon. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Artemis II mission was launched on 1st April 2026 from the Kennedy Space Center with a launch window of 6:24 p.m. Eastern Time. The mission duration is approximately 10 days with a circumlunar free return trajectory. The crew of Artemis II includes Reid Weissman, Victor Glover, Christina Koch, and Jeremy Hansay. The launch vehicle used is the SLS Block 1 with a thrust of approximately 39.1 meganewtons. The spacecraft used is the Orion, with the European service module provided by the European Space Agency. The altitude from the moon's surface at the closest approach is approximately 7,600 kilometers. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the names of the Artemis II crew, the SLS, the Orion spacecraft, and the Artemis Accords. Note the number of signatories to the Accords, which is 52. Also, remember the Apollo 17 mission, which was the last moon mission, and the Chandrayaan 1 discovery of water ice at the lunar poles. For mains, assess the scientific and economic potential of lunar water ice for India's future deep space missions. Evaluate the Artemis Accords from the perspective of India's strategic interests in the Indo-Pacific. The Artemis program marks a significant shift in space exploration, with India playing a crucial role as a signatory to the Artemis Accords. As India deepens its strategic alignment with the US in the Indo-Pacific, its participation in the Artemis program is likely to have far-reaching implications for its space diplomacy and future deep space missions.